brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, I'm Morton North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:05, February the 12th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us that way throughout the world. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Welcome back.
Did you miss us?
Yes.
That was really
well. It was a nice.
Well, you know what? I was checking. You know, when you're gone for a few days, they lose their fear, and you know what? They lose their fear. They start to band together.
I don't.
Well, you cause fear. That's the problem. Good morning, honey.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. It's Tuesday morning, and here we are back. We had a tremendous time.
We didn't
want to tell people. Of course, you don't say when we're leaving town. But here's reality. We're celebrating with my brother and sister-in-law and my mother and father their 60th wedding anniversary. Now their 60th anniversary is literally February 14th, but for us to be able to get away and rent a place, we had to do it the week before. So it was unbelievably clear, beautiful weather. My parents are still at an age where they're able to get around. And so we did
no
things.
Problem.
Right. So we did things like,
I wish I had his energy.
We went to the boardwalk. We went to Carmel. We got crab. We ate crab on the beach. It was just wonderful. It was really a great time. And we've never done this as a family with just the six of us.
The adults
went and did something like this. And it was very meaningful to my parents.
Yes.
So we're glad to be back.
And speaking of meaningful, we have our Wells Fargo advisor with us, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are slightly positive on the Dow. It's up 26 points at 13,997. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1,518. NASDAQ down 27 cents at 3,191. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America down 2 cents at 11.84, HCA Holdings off 37 cents at 36.29 per share, Newcastle Investment Corp off a nickel at 10.70. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo off 4 cents at 72.32, Pacific Gas and Electric down a penny at 42.69, AT&T up 4 cents at 35.27. For commodities, gold is down $6.13 an ounce at $1,644. Silver off 9 cents at 30. Crude oil positive 41 cents, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan Eastman. There are Wells Fargo Advisors bringing us our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. That's where they're at. Or give them a call at 530-243-7561. They do great work for their customers. What's the weather?
Oh, we got a lot we're going to cover today, also in the headlines as well. But first, let's go to the weather. So it's weather. The temperature currently is 34 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures reaching 68 with lows tonight. Clear, beautiful skies with temperatures around 39. As we look towards the week, all of our days, according to the little boxes, sunny and clear. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Ensemble Vineyards. Pizza night on Thursday. We have horseback riding, sporting clays, and, of course, great dinners and brunches out there and music on the weekends. Give them a call at 474-5546.
And I don't know about you. Coming back after this, phenomenal trip and just feeling blessed for health and the fact that we were able to take a chunk of this time to spend with, family while we can, a lot of just very intense headlines Just coming back and, you know, in the drive back, you know, we stopped at Travis Air Force Base. We did some things that we needed to get done. And, en route, just looking at the paper and really finding through a lot of conversation, just really intense things that are going on in the world.
That's true. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about something, an act of heroism that was just recognized yesterday. And a bunch of different things that are happening. I know so many different things are happening. We're going to try and get all of those. Of course, we have our VA here on at the 8 o'clock hour, but we've got a lot of things between now and then. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
Down by the sea.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure and financing was a breeze. Nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, we're back.
Welcome back
Friday
to KCNR.
Friday night, I heard him say, isn't that the words?
Well, I like, you know what, that's as much as we're going to get
7:14 in the morning, good morning. Hey, I just want to shout out, please, this is really important because when people are good, they deserve, you know, the major, like, you know, the lick of the ice cream, like, you were so good.
I don't try to understand that either, but I understand it. That's the scary part. I understand it. It gives them the lick of the ice cream. You get the first lick of the ice cream. You are so good. Is that, you know what? When you know kids are sharing, hey, you get first
you
list.
Get me.
Is that true?
Exactly.
Love?
That's just.
Let
like,
me get on the line to the health department on that one.
Oh yeah. Well, why don't you make that illegal too? Yeah, this makes sharing kids sharing ice cream cones. Okay. Anyway, it has nothing to do with.
Well,
me.
I just want to say thank you to Mike Huber and Estate Granite and Nick. They went. They just talk about. You know, when people are stars and they step up to the bar and you don't really know, but you think it's going to be great. While we were gone, this I think takes a lot of people who are like, did you really do that? Yes.
You got to tell them what you did.
We did our kitchen. We turned the key over to Estate Granite. And in 5 days, we left Wednesday. We came home last night. Complete new granite countertops, sink. Splash, our kitchen has just did a transformation. And these guys came in and they were stealth. They were like SEALs. Experienced.
Deadly.
They were deadly. I forget about it. There's not,
not
even,
only that, they
I
also,
can't even, how could you, I mean, that's the way you want it to be done.
They came in, took out all the old countertops, and took off all the splash and sidewalls.
That were done incorrectly.
That had dry rot in them, and they found.
Thank
that
you.
Just
only
the
6 years old.
The whole thing was done incorrectly, so I'm not going to tell you who those guys were did it. But anyway, they fixed all of that. And,
I was getting pictures
and
on my cell phone.
It's just part of it. They said, "Hey, look, we're going to fix this. I'm going to have to redo this one part here, about other things too." But they came in, did everything. They had it. I mean, I think they may have just a couple of touch up little things, but they did it all in 5 days.
Oh.
Now, this is one of the things that they're going to advertise is that. You've got 5 days. We can put your kitchen together.
Oh,
and
man.
They bring in, and I'm not one that gets too
We
overly,
picked out the slab,
yeah.
And we were surprised.
I had no idea what it looked like.
Like triple surprised at how beautiful that particular slab that you see in a big, you know, in a big warehouse
line.
And then see it on your counter cut just specifically. It was perfect.
And we'll put pictures up on the website so you can see it. Because the bottom line is we're telling people about Estate Granite and what a great job they did. If you're looking at somebody to do your kitchen at a really reasonable price and does it great. I mean, and you just kind of say he tells what he's envisioning and he and his partner there, Nick and, is it Nick?
Yeah, I just again
just puts all this together.
It's all about the trust aspect. We talk about that with a lot of the people that we talk out loud with. But when 5 or 6 years ago, when I had the kitchen, I gutted the kitchen and I put stuff in. It really wasn't done right, and I didn't know it. And now, you know, years later, to see, you know, that I've had dry rot, and my dishwasher wasn't incorrectly, and my oven wasn't incorrectly, and my hood wasn't incorrectly, and things were rickety. It's very upsetting
because you
trust. And it's just really nice to feel this solidness. So I just want to thank you. It's kind of like going to a great doctor, you know, when somebody takes care of you.
Okay.
Anyway, there
all
you
right.
go.
Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Thank you very, very much.
And you hear me
okay.
talk more about them too.
All right. We're going to, take a quick, well, no, we're not. We're going to talk about this. The Pope is stepping down. The first Pope in over a half a millennium, over 500 years. He's the first one not to die in office. So this has thrown the Catholic Church into somewhat of a quandary because they've got to get all the cardinals together and do the big vote. To see who the next pope
He's
is.
86.
And hopefully that they'll pick, you know what? The thing is they pick a pope who's like, pick a pope. They choose they select
like
a pope.
Pick a pepper.
And many times, you know what we're going to do is get somebody here from the Catholic Church and talk to us about how this happens. How do you get how do you select the pope? You know, and is there a chance they would get a younger pope this time? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about North Korea. We're going to be talking about Staff Sergeant Clinton Aromashaw, who received the Medal of Honor yesterday from Obama and some of the things that he did. And that reminds our nation is that, you know, we're safe because we have men at the walls like Staff Sergeant Clinton Aromashaw. We'll be right back.
Hey, At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, 7:22 in the morning, February the 12th, 530-605-4567, Carl on the bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can do something other shops don't ordinarily do. He gives a guarantee from a small chip up to cracks 24 inches and long. 24 inches in length.
Thank God we didn't get any crackage on it. We saw crackage.
We saw.
But we didn't get any crackage.
We saw crackage. That's true. We did.
took a picture of crackage.
These guys were laying tile.
Carmel, okay. Major crackage.
Look, I'm trying to do the spot for this guy. All right? Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He doesn't fix that crackage. He can fix other cracks up to 24 inches. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He's located at 3280 Market Street. He does. He guarantees his work, whether it's a small chip, and if you get some water in there and it freezes, it cracks it, and then your windshield is ruined. Go down and talk to Jeff. See if he can fix that windshield, and before you're going to have to pay the big bucks to get it replaced. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Yesterday, Army Staff Sergeant Clinton Romshaw received the Medal of Honor for combat, of course, in Afghanistan. We wrote about this several weeks ago in our blog, Time Under the Helmet. It was a lengthy battle, lasted all day, and he was in the forefront of all the combat there and the shooting, rescued people, single-handedly attacked, enemy machine gun nests. They were outnumbered. The army was outnumbered 300 Taliban against the 53 soldiers. There were many casualties. Tears going down his face when he received this, thinking about what he could have done more. I mean, this is what he thinks. I mean, his fellow soldiers were around him, you know, talking about his heroism. And these men that have won this, they've won this, this medal, this, who have received this. It's not won. They've earned this thing. One makes it sound like it's a contest. It's not. They've received this because of actions that were so heroic that it saved the lives of their, of other, warriors around them. It through their selfless acts, through their time in combat where they just completely, just lost sight of their life to be able to save others, either through direct combat or going out and rescuing people. And you can't say enough about a young man that has it. He lives, I think, in South Dakota now.
Isn't it like 90% of them are posthumous?
Yes, 90%. In fact, there was something said about that. He said, we have not awarded a, there's not been a living recipient of the Medal of Honor for years. Through Somalia and into, you know, Desert Storm and early parts of, I don't know, Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. And I think the last two, maybe three, they are living recipients, but another fine example. He's from, and the thing is he was born and, raised up in Modoc County. So anyway, congratulations to the family. I don't know, congratulations. The only thing I want to say is thank you so much. Thank you so much for putting yourself in such danger to save your people.
Modoc, that's where my sister-in-law is from. That's right. Cedarville area. That's great. Okay. Something in headlines as well. Maker's Mark defends watering down its bourbon. Did we have this conversation?
Well, yeah, it is. Maker's Mark is watering down its
your
bourbon.
Your next glass of Maker's Mark will be a little less potent, and the son of the man who founded the famous Kentucky bourbon says it's all his fault. In an interview Monday, Bill Samuels Jr. said he failed to foresee a worldwide surge in demand for premium bourbon when he was still in charge of the brand about 6 years ago. As a result, Maker's Mark being diluted to 42% alcohol by volume from 45%, so more of the whiskey can be bottled to meet demand. That's a cut from 90 to 84 proof. Did I tell you?
Well, yeah.
I told you. I think something's getting watered down here. And you're thinking maybe you're getting too used to it. I say, there I'm the proof.
You don't drink Maker's
There's
Mark.
There's proof.
You don't drink Maker's Mark,
it's
first
still,
of all.
It's still whiskey, and I still think it's not the same as it used to be.
Neither are the rest of us.
No. Speaking of, you know,
sometimes
tradition.
Sometimes are better, Bob.
We
sometimes
love tradition.
Better.
You know, it's something like about, you know, going to... You know, so nice to go to Santa Cruz and have the Big Dipper still be the Big Dipper and the bumper cars still be the bumper cars in the old fashioned.
We rode the roller coaster.
It was still like out of the 30s and the 40s.
Of the four of us that rode, only one of us rode with his hands up in the air the whole time. Let's guess who that was.
Well, speaking of tradition, we love the Westminster Dog, Kennel Dog Club Dog Show in New York. We love to watch. It's 3 days long. So, congratulations to Julie Divins of Red Bluff and her 4-year-old Cardigan Welsh Corgi, Coco, whose full name is Riverside Telltale Coco Posh. I don't know if they could put that all in there. That's a big name. Won best of breed at the world's most prestigious dog show. I would love to do a whole article on if you actually can be in this show, how much does it really cost to get to New York? I mean, I think it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. We stood in line one time with a dog, with a guy who was a handler of one of Bill Cosby's dogs. And he was traveling and just said, oh yeah, they stay at the poshest hotels, and he put the dog through, you know, didn't have to, of course that dog was not going to stay down in luggage. It was going to be carried on, which is another
fee.
They're
worth $1 million.
Yeah, they're just, it really is a lot of money. And that's their baby, and it's like horses. It's a lot of money. It's very, very expensive.
I think it's great.
But anyway, it's a lot of fun.
A local girl does well.
Congratulations to Coco.
Okay, we just got a couple minutes here. Let's grab a couple other things. Hey, a graduate student at Lehigh University sues the university for $1.3 million. For what? What was it? It was because somebody stopped, pushed her down the stairs. She was held back. What was it? She got a C+ in the class in 2009. She needed a B. She said because she didn't get the B, she couldn't go further with her class. And so that was going to cost her $1.3 million in future earnings. And so she got the C for the class, including, okay, you ready for this? The head teacher of this, you know, or the of this courses that they were taking through, and this was a counseling course, gave her a zero in class participation, which dropped her grade. Zero. She said, well, she was cursing. She would start crying in class. Now, here's the best part. She's being sued. She's suing Lehigh University, right? Her father is a professor, full professor at Lehigh. So her tuition has been free, and her books have been free there, and they give her a job during the year. Plus, she got her undergraduate degree with a university that is, you know, that is related to Lehigh. So she said, absolutely a free college education in her master's, and is suing.
We need to talk about more. We need to talk about that more after this break.
Yeah.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 30 points. Meanwhile, OPEC is raising its 2013 forecast for global oil demand, citing signs of economic recovery and colder weather. The organization says a majority of growth will come from China. OPEC now expects world oil demand will be 840,000 barrels a day, up from its previous estimate of 760,000. Drivers are feeling more pain at the pump as the national average climbs to $3.60 a gallon. For gasoline. Prices have been on the rise since hitting a low of $3.25 a gallon in mid-December, according to the Energy Informational Administration. And Overstock.com is announcing its chief executive, Dr. Patrick Byrne, will be taking a temporary leave of absence for medical reasons. The company's president, Jonathan Johnson, will serve as acting CEO. Burns will remain chairman of the board. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yax.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to WindRiver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables. house salad and chocolate-dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, good morning. Community radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's right, senior discounts, veterans discounts, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Competitive prices, locally owned and family operated. What's more than that? That's Shasta Gas Propane. They do great work. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. You know, we were just talking about a champion dog, a corgi, that comes from
Coco.
Coco, who comes from Red Bluff. And we were just lucky enough to get Coco's owners on the line, Bill Divins. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
You know what? Sorry we called you out of the blue like this.
You guys also have the Salmon King Lodge. Tell us about your story.
Well, it's really interesting. We actually have Coco's mother. She was a champion before, but never went to Westminster. And we got Coco as a puppy. My sister-in-law, Deb Schindel, is really into the dog show world. She's as much into dog showing as we are into fishing. And so all of our dogs get shown. They usually become champions, have a litter of puppies or two, and then come out here and annoy us every day with the Frisbee. So we do our job, which is throw the Frisbee. That's pretty much our job description. So when we sent Coco back to get bred, the breeding didn't take. And so she caught the eye of a couple of the other dog show folks, and all of a sudden she became a grand champion. And then we heard, I was actually at the Portland Sportsman Show at up there selling trips, and I get a call from my wife, Julie, and says, Coco's going to be at Westminster. And it was like, really?
Wow. That's like being at the Academy Award. I mean, it can't get better. That is the highest acclaim, is it not, of the dog world forever?
Oh, absolutely, because, I mean, these dogs, pretty much every one of them from the breed competition on up, they're all perfect animals. I mean, at that point, it's just who's having a good day.
So were you guys back there with Coco, or how did that work? How does that work?
No, actually, you know, it was just kind of a fluke because we send her back to be bred, and we, you know, have to fly her from Sacramento out to Florida for all this to go on, and we thought, we'll just leave her there till the next time she's ready to breed, and that's how she sort of became this grand champion when they just started showing her again. So they just kept her. So we're not exactly sure if we will ever see her again, is our joke. I know we will, but, you know, she's out there living, you know, the life of a star while we're just here watching her on TV.
Well, you know, and that, you know, because we enjoy, we watch this, you know, we get a lot of pleasure out of watching this, but, you know, when you say that, hey, they're all at that point, they're the best. And so how subjective is it? Is it really subjective on the judge's part?
I think there's a piece of that. I also think, you know, again, I don't know an awful lot about dog showing, but I think it depends whether their coat is particularly good. They, you know, dogs go through phases where they shed a lot and the coat's not as good. And there's just all these tiny little factors with the dog having a good night. It was, if you notice the dog that won best of the herding group, that the Old English Sheepdog, I mean, you could just tell he was on that night, and there was probably nights that he's not on, but last night he was just on, and everybody looked at him and thought, we like that dog. And I think, so there's a lot of little factors once they get to that point that the judges take into effect.
Now, how do you get from Salmon King, the Salmon King Lodge, to corgis?
Oh, my sister-in-law, Deb, my wife, my wife Julie's sister is, she's a dog show person. She's a retired school teacher, and even while she was in teaching, she had no problem spending the entire summer on the road. Our joke was she killed a van every year going dog show to dog show. And so that's how we got the dogs. We started getting her retired champions, and then we started getting puppies, and so that's the connection.
Now tell us about the Salmon King Lodge.
We offer salmon fishing and fly fishing trips down here in Red Bluff. We fish the rivers pretty much from Redding all the way down to Corning. And we do that from the fall through the spring. And then we have another little operation up in Gold Beach where we go for those Rogue River Spring
fans
that everybody loves.
We really like Gold Beach.
We're going to keep your name right next to our, you know, on top of our computer, Bill Divins.
Yeah, so it's a... It's a tough life, but somebody has to do it.
Well, you know what? Dog show, salmon fishing, and all this. Bill, I'm just, you know, I'm just appalled. You know, the way that you're just having to, I mean, you're beating yourself to death every, and you know.
I know.
Well, you know, here's the other, we got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to run over the break here, but, does it cost to enter the Westminster?
Oh, yeah. In this whole process of Coco being, I guess, discovered is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
She found a sponsor, people that are really into, you know, pushing dogs through the whole circuit. This is their thing. And so, yeah, fortunately, I mean, if it was up to us, she'd be here playing Frisbee. So,
she has catching fish.
There are benefactors out there. So Coco has a benefactor. So yes, there is basically there are charges to get into the shows and handling fees and all this stuff, which we of course never see, which is very nice.
Yeah. Does a handler, you know, because you see the handlers in there, and we've asked this question each other probably 1,000 times. Does a handler probably has more than one dog they handle? I would imagine, but is it like a horse trainer that they get so much per animal that they train and take care of like that?
It's pretty much per animal, per show.
Okay.
And some of the better handlers, and you know, they are, if you want to win, they are really worth the money.
Wow.
You'll see them. We actually showed Coco the very first time at the Sonoma County Dog Show, and there were some of the handlers there who literally had those numbers on the arm. There was a stack of like 15 of them. They would just, you know, grab one off after they showed a dog and moved on to the next one. So
okay.
These folks tend to be pretty busy.
All right. So...
That's like a whole society, I'm sure, of dog handlers. I mean, yeah.
Let's put it this way. If you guys have ever seen the movie Best in Show.
Yes, yeah. I love that,
that really
show.
That is really a documentary. it's not fiction. It is a documentary.
That is one of my favorite. I love that show. Really.
You know what? That's what I was afraid of. Hey, it's really like that.
it is really like that.
Well, look, we have Bill Divins on, and he and his wife Julie are the proud owners of
yep.
Coco, who won the best of breed at the Westminster Dog Show
big
in
time.
New York, and that's big time.
That's like the Academy Awards
there.
Yeah, hey, like best picture of the year.
Thanks a lot for taking a call and coming
thanks,
on
Bill.
The show.
Great. Thank you for the call, guys.
Okay, now let me get this one more time. It's the Salmon King Lodge. How do people get a hold of you?
SalmonKingLodge.com is the best way. Or they can call us toll-free at 866-877-8354.
You might even get a showing of Coco.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you ever get Coco back, I know she flies first class now, but if she comes back after her world tour, give us a call. We'll have y'all on.
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thank you so much.
At the risk of being very cliche.
We did that. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That
you know what? That dog doesn't get out. Okay. Yeah. The dog plays around the yard, but this, I imagine this dog's breeding fee just went sky high over that one.
We had a ball, in that interview just then. And we're going to take a break here right now. KCNR 1460 on your dial.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a pull my shot on.
Who let the dogs out?
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How you doing this Tuesday morning? We're just flying by here. It is the 12th of February. We know that the big old smackaroony 14th is happening in a couple days. 7:46 in the morning, currently 40 degrees. If you're just tuning in, hope you're having a great day. You just missed a...
I couldn't pronounce it the first time. The breeders of the local champion on the phone.
That was Coco.
From the,
I have a girl, they, I have a girlfriend.
Don't even know them. They sound like great people though.
Yeah,
Sam and King Lodge.
I have a girlfriend that had, they have a corgi. Just love that dog. It's gonna be clear tonight with temperatures around 39. Love this weather. Tomorrow it's gonna be 72. We have a jump of about 10 degrees and tomorrow night about 43. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546. This portion of the show though is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Great place. Veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. All right. New police stations being built west of City Hall that would have the patrol division and the evidence division there. The investigations and management, of course, would be in the City Hall. The new proposed one that they're going to be discussed this tomorrow, by the way, the discussions for this and in the budget are going to be tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the city council chambers, and we'll talk about it again tomorrow. But we need a new police station. We need a new police station. Can I say this again? We need a new police station. I'm surprised the police have not been suing the city for living in unsafe conditions. You couldn't keep prisoners in the police station because it's unsafe. It would give them, I don't know, some kind of sewage or something. The water fountains catch on fire. The roofs fall in. There's water dripping everywhere. It's not habitable. This is our police. These are the guys that go out every, men and women that go out every day and they come back there and they have to wear raincoats inside the police station because of the leakage. I'm not even going to talk to you about how the sewage backs up in there. Anyway, so how do we do it? Well, I expect our city council to kind of come up with something. But anyway, $7.4 million it would cost, but it's time, my friends, and this may be the best of all deals. It's not refitting something for hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not going out someplace. It's right next to the City Hall. The one, one of the downsides, the farmer's market that goes in that parking lot, where would that go? We'd still have to have that around here someplace, but that should not stop it. All right.
This weekend, It is the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary Post is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. That's February 16th at the Senior Citizens Hall on Benton Drive. Please come out. It's going to be a really, really fun time. You can purchase a ticket for $25. And we know it's to help supporting our soldiers who've sacrificed so much, and they need your help. You know, there's a lot of stuff we're talking about right now with our veterans, our Medal of Honor, and what's happening when a lot of veterans come out of, you know, we also know that there's thousands that are being released right now or coming back from Afghanistan. So anyway, so we'll be there. I'm going to be honored to be able to sing for the evening, as well as some other special guests. And again, that's this February 16th at the Senior Citizens Hall. So we will see you there. I'd love to have you go. You can call Treva 221-7433. For tickets. I'm sure there's still a few available.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we do, after that, we're going to come back. We're going to talk two big things. One, North Korea conducting its third atomic test. And why are they doing this? Well, they do have a reason for this. And also a new bill, a bipartisan bill introduced in the halls of these hallowed halls of Sacramento. And already there is opposition to it by their own parties. Or at least the Democratic side of their own parties. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back to it. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. February. It's February. I finally got that one right. February the 12th. It is 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. That's your neighbors giving you great deals on great cars, trucks, and SUVs, whether they're new or previously owned. Not only that, their service department is the best in the West. That's right. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. They handle the North State. All right. North Koreans have launched their third or tested their third nuclear weapon. And the whole world has condemned this. Even the Chinese are going, you know, you're doing this, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. You're really upsetting people. I mean, this is their third one. And here's what the response is. Eat kimchi. Now, their response is, besides eat kimchi, was they want a bomb small enough, and this is what they've said, they want a bomb small enough to fit a missile that can reach the U.S. Now, what are we doing about that? What is President Obama doing about that one? I mean, I'm not real crazy about what he's done in a lot of other areas. And he's, you know, like Iran is just, you know, saying, hey, we're there, we're almost there, we're more centrifuges. Yeah, okay. And then they say things like they want to destroy parts of the world when they're saying this. And of course, nothing happens. So here we have a country that does have a nuclear capability that's trying to make a bomb small enough that reaches the United States on a missile. And what's Mr. Obama doing? Well, we go to the UN. Well, that's, you know what, having seen the UN, having worked with the UN and NATO and some of these other places, that UN may not be the best choice right there. Anyway, so it's kind of like watching the guy next door build a hand grenade in his backyard, and you're telling the police, hey, he's building a hand grenade, and they say, well, you know, he hasn't thrown it yet. Not really too much we can do. So here we are. This is what they say. They want to have a bomb small enough to fit a missile that can reach the U.S. Okay. And we'll go from there. Okay, what's the next thing? A new bill introduced, a bipartisan bill. We just have a couple minutes here. A bipartisan bill that says laws in Sacramento that had been introduced in our hallowed halls of Sacramento should be published and on the internet for 3 days to let the people look at them, to look at the bills that they're going to vote on. Now, does this make sense to you? Linda, does this make sense to you that they have bills that when they get ready to, they introduce a bill and then they let us look at it. So if we have comments that we can make our comments to our representatives.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you, Bad Bob?
I would like to know that they know what they're voting on. Right. Yeah.
Does this make sense to you, our friends out there? Well, yes, it makes sense. Then why are legislators fighting against it? You know, remember when Obama said that he would not sign a law unless it had been out there 5 days for people to discuss? And then, of course, that Obamacare came through and they signed it and nobody got a chance. They had to pass it to find out what was in it, according to Ms. Pelosi, which we're finding out more and more every day. We've got two or three shows coming up about this.
How many people do you know that actually read?
Your brother.
Entire.
Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell and your brother. I think they both read it. I think there's a few others, but obviously our congressional representation back there didn't. When I say ours, I meant all of them. Anyway, here's the concept. Publish the proposed law. Let people look at it for 3 days. It's called the Sunshine Act. And then you can sign it, because right now they're doing things like they're just putting the bills, like AB 40 up there, and then they gut it, and then they put anything into it they want to that has something to do with it, and then they vote on it literally in the dark of night. Yes, in the dark of night. And nobody gets to even see what it is. It comes off the printer. It could even be coming off just the synopsis of it. And they vote on it. So who's fighting this? The legislators are fighting this. And why? They say it could raise too much controversy and give people a chance to raise objections to the law. Hello. Hello. What do you think it's for? They say, oh, it gives those pesky lobbyists and those people out there that pay our salaries. It gives them too much time to come in and say, what, pesky?
I love it.
Pesky. We're pesky because we want to hold them accountable. Pesky. Not that anything in the North State It's not that we're able to hold anybody accountable because, as we know, they don't even know that there's Californians above north of Sacramento. They have no idea that there's people from California that actually live north of Sacramento.
Well,
Mount Shasta, oh yeah, isn't that where the Lemurians live? You know, or whatever those are.
Lemurians. Well, you know, we got to take a break here. We're talking about, you know, of course, tonight, the State of the Union. Obama's expected to issue cybersecurity executive order tonight. That's very interesting. Speaking of cybersecurity, how many people do you know have been hacked? I've had two or three that I know have recently just gotten hacked. We'd love to hear that from you. Give us a call, 605-4567.
We have our psychiatrist from the Veterans Administration Clinic will be joining us right after the break.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More American boots will be off the ground in Afghanistan. The Commander-in-Chief will detail that tonight in a State of the Union address. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
By next year's State of the Union address, half as many U.S. troops will be in Afghanistan as there are today. President Obama will announce 34,000 troops are heading home this year. At the same time, the president will again call on Congress to avoid the automatic spending cuts targeting defense programs.
So we think that Congress should act and work with us on a big package, a big deficit reduction package.
White House Communications Director Jim Palmieri says that must include revenue. House Speaker John Boehner telling reporters the president doesn't have the guts to tackle tough budget choices. Dave.
Now, Jared, if those automatic budget cuts take effect March 1st, Deputy Defense Secretary Ashton Carter warns the Senate committee.
We were going to have to change our national defense strategy.
Saying if spending is cut by $46 billion, they'll have to sharply curtail training and put hundreds of thousands of civilian workers on unpaid leave. The U.S. and the rest of the world have condemned North Korea for an underground nuclear test that registered like an earthquake. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Tokyo.
Yeah, North Korea said the bomb was smaller and proportionally more powerful than the previous test, suggesting it may be closer to fitting a warhead on a missile. Experts want to know if this was a plutonium bomb or a new uranium device from a program that's easier to hide. Even China condemned its ally, meaning it might be ready to impose new penalties. The UN Security Council meeting this morning. North Korea has in the past dismissed sanctions as the work of the United States, today saying it'll meet further hostility with further measures. Dave.
Alistair, we know more now about yesterday's shooting at the Wilmington, Delaware courthouse. The gunman who police shot dead was the ex-father-in-law of one of the two women he killed. Christine Belford was there for a child support hearing. Her ex-husband was convicted in 2009 of kidnapping the couple's three children and taking them to Central America. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right. Get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's T-R-Y Match.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's T-R-Y Match.com. One in five relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's T-R-Y Match.com. Join today.
The Vatican is getting ready for Pope Benedict to move out. As we learn more about his health as he prepares to step down, Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh live in Rome.
Earlier today, Vatican spokesman Father Lombardi confirmed that the Pope had the batteries of his pacemaker replaced several months ago in secret and has been wearing one for almost a decade. But he added that the Pope's health is generally good. The Pope plans to live in a small convent on Vatican grounds when he steps down on February 28th and will in no way be involved in the election of the new pontiff in the upcoming conclave, a meeting of cardinals under 80. The conclave is likely to begin mid-March and a new Pope installed by Easter. Dave?
Courtney, the owner of a replica 18th century sailing ship that sank off North Carolina during Hurricane Sandy is not testifying at a hearing today to examine what led to the sinking. Federal safety panel is looking into the ship that went down. One member of the crew died. The captain was never found. A pin may no longer get wrestlers a medal.
A surprise move from the International Olympic Committee, ditching one of its longest-running sports. Wrestling was contested in the ancient Olympics dating back to the 8th century, but it's now set to be kicked out from 2020 onwards, with the committee saying they want to reinvigorate the Olympic program. The committee saying wrestling has one final chance to save its spot, going up against 7 other sports in a vote later this year. But there's only one place up for grabs, and squash and karate are thought to be the front runners for that. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
You know the emergency alert system. We hear the tests and beeps occasionally. In Montana, one went out yesterday during a TV show that must have really surprised people.
Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Yes, it was a zombie warning. No, it wasn't real. KRTV and TV in Great Falls says it was hacked. The message did not come from inside the station. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 28. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday, February the 12th. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us. You can have comments in the chat room. Bad Bob, of course, is with us. And Linda, good morning, hon.
Good morning, and good morning to everybody. It's great to be back after a fabulous trip to celebrate my parents' 60th wedding anniversary.
That's right. And
huge to think people stay together 60 years. Love it.
Well, let's start our morning off, as we do every hour, with our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. The major averages that remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 31 points at 14,002. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1518. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive fractionally at 3,192. The 3 most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Zynga down a quarter, trading at $3.42. Facebook off 45 cents at $27.81 per share. Research in Motion down 9 pennies at $15.64. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 2 pennies at $16.58. North Valley Bank down a dime at $15.92. Bank of Commerce off 2 pennies at $4.91. For commodities, gold is down 40 cents at $1,648 per ounce. Silver off a penny at 30, and crude oil up 45 cents, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. You know, they're on at 710, 810, and 905 Monday through Friday right here in KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive if you just want to drop in and visit them, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. They have great advice, and they are more than happy to share that with you. All right, what's the weather today?
A beautiful 40 degrees currently in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 66 today. Beautiful clear evenings, 39 tonight, and tomorrow looks like we're going to have 72. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and we love the forecast of being a beautiful week.
That's right. Pizza up there on Thursday nights, singing on the weekends, singing, you know, entertainment. Give them a call at 474-5546. Their Valentine's Day is sold out, I believe. We might try their brunch. When we come back, our guest is Dr. Ross Clark, senior psychiatrist at the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in town. And we've got a lot to talk to him about. And again, as we continue our series on the Veterans Administration Clinic here in Reading and in the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You know, don't don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR, 1460. 8:11 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's for that special coffee at great prices. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we love our veterans.
We do.
Those people who have served our country, which is a great segue into this portion of our whole next hour is going to be with Dr. Ross Clark, who is the head psychiatrist at our veteran clinic here in Reading. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity of being here.
So when you came in, it was like, okay, well, Dr. Ross Clark is the head psychiatrist. Well, could you please share with our listeners a little bit of history of who you are, where you schooled, what brought you in, how did you get into being a psychiatrist, and what brought you to Reading?
Sure. Well, I grew up on a dairy farm in Indiana and decided I wasn't that fond of cows. So I ended up going to pre-med at Illinois State University and then medical school at Loyola Stritch in Chicago. Did an internship at Cook County, which was an invaluable year. Learned a lot there. And then started looking around for specialty training in psychiatry, which I'd chosen to go into, and came out to UCLA and liked the weather and, you know. So ended up going to UCLA and then ended up in private practice in Southern California for about 13 years and got rather tired of LA, of the traffic, the crowds, the smog, et cetera. And I'd done some vacationing up in this area and some backpacking and saw a job for Shasta County Mental Health, and I thought, well, Mount Shasta, that must be where Mount Shasta is. So I came up here to Shasta County Mental Health. I was there for about 3 years, and then the Veterans Clinic was expanding. They were just in the process of moving from Eureka Way to the current clinic building, and they offered me a position, and I took it, and I've been there 15 years.
I just love the history of how people, you know, you start off on a dairy farm, you go to L.A. I'm just visualizing the thing, too, because I lived in L.A. for 7 years. I want to go, what part of L.A. did you live in? Yes, it's crazy. And once you come up here, that's it. It's like, why go back? You can take all your expertise, keep it here, and enjoy your life as well. So we're so happy to have you here in Shasta County, and that we get a chance to have a direct line to ask you questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete Pruitt, the former head of the VA clinic here, who happened to come on about the same time I arrived here in town. And Pete and I established a friendly relationship right then. And he's been on the show several times. And one of the things, this is Pete said before he left, and he has now been replaced by Don Black, whom I met. Seems like a very – he wants to carry on in the same traditions of Pete Privet in supporting our community. Wanted the VA to we have a monthly show so that you're kind of – you're introduced, if not, it's not a better and probably a better term for it, to the different services the Veterans Clinic has right here in town, and to meet the people in it. And so, and Dr. Clark is our second visitor here. You are the senior psychiatrist in the mental health clinic. Is this in this part of the Veterans Clinic? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. They're seeing how many people? A month, would you say?
We see, unique veterans, unique Social Security numbers, around 2,300 in the mental health department.
A month?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that's a year.
That's a year, and okay. That translates into, I think, 15,000, 16,000 visits a year.
Okay.
Can you explain what unique when you say unique I'm Social
sorry,
Security?
It's a veteran, it's a VA term. We're trying to identify how many individuals we're seeing, you know, as opposed to how many visits, because one individual might have 20 or 30 visits over the course of a year if they have lots of medical issues.
So they can have, you have 2,300 unique visitors with hundreds of visits during the year, probably.
Right, right. To the mental health department.
Yeah, right. I realize it's up in thousands in other places. You've been there for 15 years. One of the things we talked about a little bit offline was, since you've been there 15 years, you've transitioned from the World War II, Korea, into Vietnam, and now Iraqi freedom. Can you talk a little bit about that? The people you saw from World War II, the differences? Is there differences between the psychiatric help they needed from there to, say, now?
Well, one of the differences is that PTSD did not become an official diagnosis until 1980. So there was an extensive literature in World War II about battle neurosis and combat fatigue and, of course, World War I, shell shock, et cetera. And even going back to Civil War, something called soldier's heart. But that literature was sort of forgotten in between those wars. And so I was in training when guys started coming back from Vietnam, and we really didn't know how to classify them. I mean, got diagnosed all kinds of things, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia, et cetera. We had no idea how to treat them. This is when I was at UCLA, and we're affiliated with West Los Angeles VA. So the diagnosis of PTSD became very, very helpful in terms of, you know, identifying a group of similar, you know, signs and symptoms. And then that's been the basis for developing treatment methods, which continue to be developed to this day. The VA has two national centers for PTSD, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, and they do a lot of research in terms of what's most effective for people recovering. Guys from World War II mainly kept it secret. They were very private about it. I think that they were often embarrassed about their symptoms, so it was hard for them to talk about it.
Were the symptoms always the same?
Well,
I mean, because you've got specific symptoms for post-traumatic. Well, maybe not specific, but there's certain symptoms you look for because they test all of us when we get back. But then World War II, are the symptoms similar?
There are core symptoms, and one is the reliving of the traumatic event, and that can be through nightmares, intrusive memories, flashbacks, which are brief periods when a person feels like they're back in that setting. There's the hyperarousal, which means being on guard, being jumpy, and that translates into difficulty sleeping quite often. There is often an emotional numbing, which I think when your adrenaline is turned on all the time and you're on guard all the time, it's hard to let your emotional guard down and get close to people. And those core symptoms are the same. Now, how they manifest themselves, you know, it is different in the younger, generation. I think that, there's probably a little bit more drug and alcohol problem right now that we're seeing with a lot of the veterans. Although that's true. A lot of people with PTSD will try to treat themselves with alcohol or drugs.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Ross Clark, who's a senior psychiatrist at the Veterans Administration Clinic here in town. And we're talking right now about post-traumatic stress disorder. And we're going to continue this line of that's not questioning, but this line, after we get back from the break, because of the amount of young men and women that it seems to be suffering from post-traumatic stress, and I want to and some of them who've never even been in combat, and this I'd like to address that when we get back too. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Stand up this yellow-haired girl,
Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation. At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. The chat room's open. It's 8:23 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. Our guest is Dr. Ross Clark, who is a senior psychiatrist at the Veterans Administration Clinic. We were been talking post-traumatic stress disorder. They really didn't even have a term for it, post-traumatic stress disorder, till 1980, as we just learned. And we're talking about how the differences from World War II and Korean veterans, and of course, you probably don't see a lot of those anymore, but to Vietnam and now into our Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom, warriors coming home. Said the differences you say is, you know, you see more of trying to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs and that?
Right. We see a lot of that. And of course, with our Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans, they're early in their course. And I think it takes some time to acknowledge that you have a problem, to acknowledge that you need to get treatment. Often people, unfortunately, have to crash and burn a few times on their own, or they have to experience some job losses, divorces, you know, legal problems, complications of alcohol or drugs before they recognize or willing really to admit that they have a problem. Part of PTSD is avoidance. You don't really want to be reminded of these things. You don't want to talk about these things. And so that avoidance can get in the way of coming to treatment until a person feels like they just have to.
Now, when you say they have to, I know that we've been approached by numerous individuals to try and get help for their families, for their sons, who have post-traumatic stress. And they didn't know where to go to. So I always tell them to go down to the clinic, or if they can't hit the clinic, then go see our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, where there's to try to get them some help. The main thing is getting them into the system.
Correct. And the county VSO is a very good entrance point for that. We now have somebody from the vet center. You know, we have not had a vet center locally, but we now have somebody, a vet center representative, and that's in our building up on Eureka Way.
Yep.
And that's Ronnie Potts. And so that he, again, is a good entry point for new veterans to enter the system.
Yeah, he was on the show a couple weeks ago because, and I think right now it's just him. I think they're trying to expand that. Now, the Veterans Clinic is for those PTSD or other types of problems, mental problems, isn't it? Or is it still, you all are still the focus on it?
The Veterans Clinic, I think eligibility gets complicated, but basically anybody who has anything that's service connected, is eligible for veterans care. And with combat veterans, Congress extended this a few years ago. So if a person is fought within 5 years of their combat experience, they can come in for anything that may be combat related. In other words, they don't have to already have an established service connection. If there's a possibility that their back or their knees or anything could be related to the military service, then they're eligible for care.
Okay. And now you said that only about 50% of your the people you see is for post-traumatic stress, though.
We're a general mental health outpatient clinic, and of course we're serving the veteran population, so we have a PTSD, is kind of overrepresented in our population as compared to, let's say, county mental health. We have fewer cases of schizophrenia or bipolar, but we also see those. You know, the time for a first break is often in young adulthood, late teens and, early adulthood. And so some people have their first episode while they're on active duty, and they're generally service-connected then for that disorder. And then, of course, we see depression and anxiety, the bread and butter of psychiatry. I mean, we see a lot of that. Then we have a very active drug and alcohol program with a number of recovery groups that we're running, too.
And there's a number of psychologists out in town that have a number of post-traumatic stress cases out there, too.
Yes.
Don't they? Mm-hmm. And 13 or 14, at least, that I know of, and maybe at least that's what it used to be, I thought, that had a group of veterans out there that they see.
Yeah, there are a number of psychologists in town that do treat PTSD, and this goes back to a time when the clinic had a very little staff. For much of the time I've been at the clinic, the early years, we had about four professionals in the department. We now have 17.
You have 17?
So, yes. Yeah.
At the clinic here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
all full-timers?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. We have four medication prescribers. That's two other psychiatrists besides myself and one psychiatric nurse practitioner. We have several psychologists. We have several social workers. We have several psychiatric nurses, case managers, and drug and alcohol counselors. So there's been a major expansion of services over the past few years.
I find it, I found it when I first came back here and went through the VA clinic. And I have, as said, as I've been, y'all tested me, not you all, but the clinic self-tested me for everything from, depleted uranium to, traumatic brain injury to, I mean, everything I can imagine. I wasn't tested on when I was on active duty. So I found that very interesting, and I felt that it seemed like you all had the right idea that you wanted to try and help the veterans when they came back, when they walked through the doors there. I still have that feeling. We've got about a minute left here. When we come back after our break, after the news, I'd like to talk to you about where you see it heading. If you see, they're talking about a lot of our military being released from active duty and having to come home. Can we talk about, you know, that part of the anxiety and probably depression is jobs, or is it losing, having to leave the military? Does that cause a problem right there? And, you know, the doctor is shaking his head, so this is something I want to talk about too, is that, you know, how leaving the military can also cause, and what can families do to help their loved ones and also get a hold of you and the VA so that we can address those things. All right, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
North Korea does not and will not benefit from violating international law.
United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice responding to North Korea's latest nuclear test after an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, which has now just unanimously condemned that test, pledging further action. Tonight, President Obama delivers his State of the Union address.
Immigration, gun control, and foreign policy will all be touched on in a wide-ranging address, but the State of the Union will have a heavy focus on the economy and the President's proposals for job growth and the middle class. Countering for the Republican, Senator Marco Rubio.
Jared Halpern in Washington. The President's also expected to announce the withdrawal of 34,000 troops from Afghanistan within a year. The State of the Union address starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, can be heard on many of these radio stations and on FoxNewsRadio.com. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25-to-1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It's 8:34 in the morning, February the 12th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, my friends, and a great conversation. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Ross Clark, who is a senior psychiatrist at the Veterans Administration Clinic. We've been talking about post-traumatic stress. We've talked about symptoms. We've talked about all of those subjects. But now, coming back in, adjusting to civilian life, we're getting ready to dump, I mean literally dump, tens of thousands of soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, back into the communities because they're making these draconian cuts into the military. Not even talking about sequestration if that happens in the million jobs that's lost in the Department of Defense. This is not a political statement I'm making. This is just what's going to happen. Plus the 34,000 they're talking about bringing in by the end of next year back from Afghanistan. So we're going to see a lot of military coming out, and already the military unemployment rate is like 15 or 16%, well above the national average for a non-military. Adjustment to civilian life, do you see a lot of problems with this?
Oh, it's a major issue, yes, and not just for veterans who have PTSD. I think just in general. You have a certain way of being when you're in a combat zone, you know, just being always alert, always on guard, having a high level of situational awareness. And it's hard coming back to let that down. It can affect things like driving. Young veterans are very aware of any debris on the side of the road. They go under a freeway underpass. They change to the other lane. And their wife will be saying, why are you doing that? You know, why are you making these?
So somebody doesn't throw something off the other side on you because they've watched you come in. Everybody knows that. Your wife doesn't know that.
Right, okay. Right. And she doesn't, yeah. So you have certain things like that. Certainly a situational awareness is important and being able to evaluate threat. But, the level of threat we have in civilian life generally is not anywhere near as high as in a combat situation. So being able to tone that down, to being able to turn that off, you know, where you can turn off that emergency response system at times when you don't need it. And I think that's important for getting close to your family because you have to turn down that hyper arousal to play with your kids and be close to your wife and do things like that. And if you seem very, very wired all the time, that can make other people nervous because then they think, what's this guy so uptight about?
What about the fact is, and I don't want people to misunderstand this, but what about the fact of having to deal with civilians? After you've been in the military for a certain length of time, you're used to a certain rhythm. You're used to people doing things a certain way. And that, you know, that it's in a set, almost, you know, it's in a rhythmic type of atmosphere you're living in. And when you come out into the civilian world, it's chaotic.
Absolutely. The military life is much more structured. The rules are very explicit. The expectations for behavior. And so in that way, it's very, very clear. Whereas in civilian life, it's much more ambiguous. It's much more muddy. It's much harder to navigate. And a lot of it can seem very, very trivial. I mean, when you're dealing with life and death matters and you come back and people are just upset about, minor things.
Okay. We have a question from the chat room, but what you just said was so important, Doctor. Trivial. It's mm-hmm. just absolutely trivial, the things that some people get upset about and you hear. My young friends from Iraqi Freedom, wounded veterans, been fighting through Ramadi and all this, they go off to college. Or she has to college and they listen to people talking about things that are so important. And they're thinking, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe that you people are so upset about this. And it just makes them stay in a little bit further inside mm-hmm. themselves. Okay, Fat Bob.
Relay from the chat room. Is there a doctor-patient confidentiality within the VA system, i.e. if a patient wants to acquire a CCW, are doctors queried for patient info?
CCW meaning a concealed carry permit.
Doctors are not queried for patient info. If, and this is very, very rare, If somebody in the state of California is put on an involuntary psychiatric hold, that's what's called a 5150.
Uh-huh.
And at our clinic, that happens maybe two or three times a year, you know. But if a person is put on a 5150, that does go into a state database because that's a state of California thing. And then that does affect a person's a right to bear arms. In fact, it's the right to bear arms is removed for 5 years unless they petition the court to get it back earlier. So other than that, no. I mean, there's confidentiality with that exception. Okay, 5150 would be if a person is a danger to themselves, they're suicidal, danger to others by reason of a mental disorder. They're intending to harm somebody else. Or they're gravely disabled, which means that they are so out of touch with reality that they can't provide food, clothing, and shelter for themselves. We only do a 5150 as an absolute last resort. Most of the time, when we have a veteran that goes to the hospital, they go on a voluntary basis. So none of those rights are affected if it's a voluntary admission. So we're very and I think I can speak for my colleagues, we're very, very aware of the effects that has on a person's civil liberties to do an involuntary psychiatric hold.
Okay. That's a good question because this has come up. You get emails on this stuff all the time. Oh, this is going to happen. Well, not necessarily is that going to happen. And I'm glad that you, I'm glad this was brought up. Whoever brought that up in the chat room, I can't see it from here. But your answer is, I think it's one of the ones people want to hear, is that only at the last resort, and because it does have such a huge impact on a person's civil liberties.
All right. Well, when we come back, I'm curious to ask, Doctor, we're going to talk, I'd like to talk with you about bipolar.
Sure.
And how much, once somebody's been diagnosed with having bipolar disorder, does that really affect, well, we'll talk about that when we get back. More into that. KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
The Hotel California.
Yeah, right.
Check in, you can't check out. 8:45 in the morning, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. This portion brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned value. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Emergency calls, repairs, installations, routine maintenance. They're there to help you. And they do great work. Go check them out at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Great guys. Okay, our guest, Dr. Ross Clark, who is the senior psychiatrist at the VA clinic. We were talking a little bit about bipolar and the fact of the number of people coming back with bipolar problems. That you see
diagnosis.
Here, is it diagnosis? Are there? That's not very many, is it?
I would say that the bipolar percentage in the veterans is the same as the rest of the population. There's nothing about being a veteran or war experience that necessarily will increase risk for bipolar. If a person has, let's say, the genetic predisposition, then the stress of deployment, stress of combat, might bring on the first episode.
Okay.
I guess I'm asking that question because I'm hearing that more and more from people that are friends or family. She's being treated or he's being treated for bipolar disorder, which is not anything that I heard 15 years ago. And now it's a common, really?
Well, I think there's been a broadening of that category. Some of it warranted and some of it not warranted. Classic bipolar has two poles, as it sounds like. That you have a manic episode where a person needs very little sleep. They have racing thoughts. They may be kind of irritable or they may be euphoric. Then the other pole, of course, is depression, where they're sleeping excessively, have very low energy, may become suicidal, and often are very, very slowed down. So that's classic bipolar. Then you have bipolar 2, where a person has mild manic and then depressions. But I think sometimes anybody who has unstable moods gets diagnosed as bipolar, and there are other causes of unstable moods besides that.
Okay. You know, one of the things we wanted to talk about while we still had time here was the military sexual trauma that you've been seeing a lot during our break. You talked about this is one of the growth industries part, it seems like, that we're seeing in our modern military, modern sexual trauma.
Yeah, it's a major, major problem. I think you've got young people with raging hormones that get deployed together, and unfortunately, people get victimized in that situation. And we see a lot of it. It's very, the military, I know, is trying very hard to address this and to do something about it, but still is a major, major problem. And many women veterans don't feel supported. If it's a male veteran, they may feel very ashamed or very stigmatized. And so a lot of times they don't report it. It doesn't come out, or it may not come out until they leave the military. And it's another cause of PTSD. It's often a cause of sort of dissociative symptoms when a person kind of splits off. And so we have specialized groups. We are trained to treat. We have several therapists that have specialized training for military sexual trauma. We will have MST groups. And we're trying very hard to help people get through that.
The sexual trauma, they've had when you look at the number of commanders that have been relieved, and I'm talking mainly Navy because that's the ones I just happen to see the most of, but I'm sure I've seen Army generals and all this. Almost every one of them has something to do with sex, that they've improper relations with junior officers or junior or enlisted. It seems like there's, you know, I mean, we're not talking five or six. We're talking dozens that I've mm-hmm. seen in the news in the past year. And somebody made a list of them, and it was just incredible. And that's just those are just commanding officers. That doesn't have anything to do with, like, say, head of a division or head of a supply group here or something like that. You know, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about a large number. Is this something that, because the military just, even though the women have been an integrated part of the military, that all of a sudden it's starting to be a huge problem? Is it because it's being reported? Is it because, I mean, in your opinion, or is it just things have changed?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly sexual acting out is not restricted to the military, but what you have in the military is this power discrepancy. You know, when you have a senior officer making sexual advances on a junior officer or an enlisted person, you've got a real power discrepancy there that is very hard to deal with. And that is different than civilian life. It might be if somebody, an employer, a boss, and a worker, they have a power discrepancy too, but in the military it's even greater.
Yeah, which is why the fraternization rules are in there, and they are really strictly adhered to. But it just seems like in the last 5 years that you've just seen more and more incidents of things happening.
I think it's coming out more. I'm not sure that it wasn't happening before. I think it was kept secret more previously.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, for our last segment with Dr. Ross Clark, who is a senior psychiatrist at the VA clinic.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
Well, back down. No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Linda.
Welcome back again. Wanted to do a shout out to Estate Granite. You know, Mike and his gang came in and completely converted our kitchen in a matter of 5 days. Just such an excellent job. We can't say more than check out Estate Granite. You can go to our website, KCNR 1460. Pretty soon, you can see, the storeroom that he has, but you'll be able to see the job. It's fascinating. We came home last night at 5 o'clock and it was spectacular with trust and respect. Thank you so much, Mike and the gang at Estate Granite.
Our guest is Dr. Ross Clark, who is the senior psychiatrist at the Veterans Administration Clinic here. And we've covered post-traumatic stress, getting people back into the fold, military sexual trauma, which is a growth industry, unfortunately. Probably because a lot more people are reporting it, like we said. And we talked about how many commanders have been relieved, probably because more people are reporting it. Suicide. This year was the largest number of suicides on active duty than they've ever had. Many more of them were killed in Afghanistan. We have a problem up here in the North State that you see, Doctor?
Sure. Fortunately, many more people will contemplate suicide than actively will act on that. And so when we see somebody who's having suicidal ideation, we have to evaluate, do they have actually intent to act on that? Do they have a plan to act on it? We have to evaluate, you know, means. If there's a family member, we may ask them to get the guns out of the house, give them to another family member to keep or something like that. So we have to evaluate. Many people who are depressed have suicidal thoughts. Most people, fortunately, don't act on them. Being in treatment, I think, provides protective effects. Fortunately, it's not that frequent that we have a veteran who commits suicide around here, but when we do, it's usually somebody who's not in treatment or who dropped out of treatment some time ago. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most important questions that we learn when we come back, when we're looking at to prevent suicide when I was active duty, is looking at the person that you believe may be thinking about and asking them, are you thinking about committing suicide?
Absolutely.
And you just confront them with it, and that this is something families can do too. And once that happens, and they've been in the service, they can be seen by the Veterans Administration Clinic. Is that true?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Well, let me see. We've just got a couple minutes left. What would you, how would people want to come to the clinic here? I mean, how can you tell families, if you want to have somebody in your family, it's a veteran, they may need to be seen. How do they reach you?
Just come in the front door and talk to business services if they've got their DD-214, you know, to establish eligibility if they've not been to the clinic before. So just get in there, establish eligibility. We will see people on a walk-in basis. We'll see people on an emergency walk-in basis, and we do all the time.
And they can, and this is, people that notice, you know, especially, our veterans have come back, or it doesn't have to be Vietnam, World War II, Korea, you see them. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, thanks a lot, Doctor, for being on the show. You know, the, we're trying, like I said, we're trying to get each one of the divisions open mm-hmm. to, so that people can ask questions on that. Any last thoughts on, what you want people to remember here in the last minute?
I just really thank you for the opportunity to discuss this, and I want to get the word out about the services we have at the clinic, and so veterans will avail themselves of them.
Is the number, every time you call a number, will that go into like an 800 number or a queue, or, I think they do, don't they?
Yeah, that's always a problem. Sometimes it's best just to drop by yourself and talk to the business office.
You know, you're right. And they've always take care of people when they walk in through that way. Okay. Dr. Ross Clark, who is the senior psychiatrist at the VA clinic. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay. So it's great being back today. You know, after being gone
really,
for a few days.
Yeah, it's been really great. And again, we were, we had a great, time in, actually, we were in Santa Cruz for my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. And it was beautiful weather. And again, we came home and estate granted it. We completely bashed out our kitchen and redid the countertops and did a fabulous job. So thank you, Mike Hoover and the gang. And we appreciate everybody. We're back in the saddle again here at KCNR 1460. Thank you, Bad Bob.
As always, a pleasure.
And as Carl's checking our calendar tomorrow, who do we have on?
We've got Stadelli's coming in. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking political items. A lot of things going on that we have not addressed that need to be addressed by tomorrow. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center,
top cardiovascular hospital in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Condemnation at the UN over a nuclear test in North Korea, something Pyongyang was warned not to do after a missile test in December. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeling has more live.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency session this morning discussing new sanctions on North Korea for conducting an underground nuclear weapon test.
This test was an extremely regrettable act that further undermines international peace and security.
Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., saying North Korea directly violated its obligations under several unanimous U.N. Security Council resolutions. The U.N. just recently tightened sanctions on North Korea after a rocket launching in December. Lisa?
Courtney, North Korea expected to come up during tonight's State of the Union address. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
And the president will condemn North Korea's latest nuclear test.
He'll say that the only way North Korea can rejoin the world.